Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday Night Baseball, the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined, as always, on Fridays by Shuckers manager Joe Arolt. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
It's been another wacky week on the road. What's it been like trying to get these guys in kind of a routine on the road when there's been so many rainouts, so many doubleheaders to start this year on the road slate?
Yeah, just mixing up. We've had a lot of the rainouts. Seems like the first game of the series, and then you just got to, you know, work out your pitching and get after it. But dealing with some heat here in Montgomery, and that's typical in the South.
As a manager, would you rather have that first game get rained out or a game later in the series for pitching and lineups and figuring out how guys can play throughout the series?
Well, we have so much pitching right now. I mean, we just got the addition of Logan Henderson, so we got plenty of pitching. So it's just a matter of rolling with the punches, be ready to play every day, and, you know, the weather, you can't control that one.
How about yesterday, though? Doubleheader sweep, first time in franchise history. The Shuckers have swept a doubleheader in this ballpark, but the fight from this team, 12 runs scored in the fifth inning or later yesterday, a lot of fun comebacks.
Oh, incredible, man. The energy in the dugout, I mean, to be able to come from behind in both those games, a lot of clutch hits late in the game, some big plays, and the pitchers really got it done when they needed to.
Well, talking about the pitching side of things, the bullpen's been a hallmark of this team throughout the year. How proud have you been of how good this bullpen has locked down, no matter the situation this season?
Oh, they've been great, man. They come in, they're prepared. Paul Muller's down in the pen, getting them ready. He and Will doing a great job with those guys. They know what their strengths, their weaknesses, how to attack hitters, good scouting reports, and they're executing well.
How proud are you as well of the fight from this team? It has been a lot of comeback victories this year. 12 comeback wins this season, and it's a fight from a lineup that we saw yesterday in a big time way with those late runs.
Oh, these guys are great, man. The offense, this whole team, they got a lot of heart. I mean, there's a bunch of those games, even some of those losses where we've been down by four or five runs, but in the ninth inning, last inning of the game, the guys battle. We bring the tie and run to the plate, and they give us a chance.
How about Eric Brown Jr. yesterday as well? A couple of terrific defensive plays, three hits, and his first double-A homer. Quite kind of an all-around day for the kid.
Oh, it was awesome to see that. You know, just build off of that. Hopefully his confidence. He's been working with JJ in the cage. They're working some things out, and it was really good. We got Mike Guerrero in town. He was hammering on the defense, and I know he was fired up in the dugout seeing Eric make those plays.
And those plays were incredible, especially against a guy like Chandler Simpson, who's one of the fastest guys in the league, to be able, A, to get to the ball, B, to get to the feet or knee, and C, to throw it first. That's a lot of things you got to do in not a lot of time. How impressive is it from your vantage point to see from the dugout?
Oh, it was incredible, especially Simpson can flat out fly. I mean, Brown made a couple great ones, and Murray made another one as well, so it was, I would say, tough luck for Simpson yesterday, but because our defense was on point, especially when he was at the plate.
How much does that fire up the dugout going up to hit after your defense makes a couple of just incredible plays like that?
That's just one of the old sayings, you know, you make a play, then you go up and get a knock.
Mike Bovey has been nothing but a gamer since he's joined the Shuckers. This is his 41st game since coming to AA. He's appeared in each and every one of them. How vital is it to have a guy like that in the clubhouse that's ready to go every single day?
Great. He's a grinder, man. Flat-out baseball player. He rakes. And yesterday, six hits in the two games, but on fire yesterday.
What have you seen from him in his growth since he got to AA? Because it seems like he started hitting probably back in high school and just hasn't stopped hitting, but it's continued on here at the AA level.
Yeah, I mean, hitters hit. I mean, he came through the door off the plane raking. But, you know, he's playing the corners, playing third and first. So he's, you know, getting acclimated over there at the big bag at first. And, you know, like I mentioned Mikey earlier, he was over there working with him on some plays coming off the bag. And sure enough, went from practice right into the game. He made the play and looked over Mikey, big smile on his face. Hey, we worked on that today. But, you know, just more experience over there, being able to play both just adds to his versatility. I mean, he's one of those guys, he's going to flat out hit, and then he can play defense as well.
What's it like having Mike Guerrero in town working with this defense?
Oh, I love it, man. He's the guru. You know, we have a good time. We talk baseball. We'll hit the golf course. I mean, life experiences, you name it. Mike and I have been together a long time. Really enjoy having him in town.
Big news today out of the organization, James Meeker's going to the big leagues. It's a guy that you had in Carolina in 2021, Wisconsin in 2022, and Biloxi this year in 2024. Outside of Meeker's story, which is just incredible to get to the big leagues, how proud are you of the kid making it to the big leagues today?
I got chills right now thinking about it. When I first heard the news, not going to lie, I got a little teary-eyed. He came in, we got him out of independent ball. I believe it was Brian Gale signed him. and just did nothing but get outs for me. I mean, he was a closer for me, spot started, middle relief, whatever you asked out of him, he was the same. I mean, on the mound, just a pro, how he gets the ball back, fills the zone, no fear, got confidence out there, and I am so excited, you know, that he got that call. Super proud of him, called him yesterday, FaceTimed him. It was incredible. I'm super fired up for him.
It's been a couple of different times this year that former guys that you have managed have made their big league debuts with the Milwaukee Brewers. What's it like for you to see guys that you manage back? Some of them were 19, 20 years old, now making their big league debuts.
It's always a great feeling seeing that, you know, when they get the call. But the special ones are guys like Meeker, the ones that really have battled. You don't hear their name brought up a lot, you know, in talks like, oh, this guy. Some guys, they come in the door, you know, they're pitching in the big leagues. Other guys are like, man, I hope this guy gets a chance because he can flat out pitch, or this guy can flat out hit. Hopefully he get a shot. Nate Orff comes to mind as position player. And another pitcher that I was really excited about was Phil Bickford back in the day. The grind he had to go through, 3 years with me, where, you know, had some struggles, went through it, and then seeing him as a big leaguer and Meeker's in that same type of mold, just battled every year, came through and got the job done. So it's great to see him get the call.
It's always really special. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and Biscuits coming up next.